CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. Debbie has moved into the Northeast with heavy rain, high winds, and flash floods. CBS's Tom Hansen is in Newark, New Jersey, and tells us the storm's slow movement has been a nightmare for communities along the entire East Coast.
4 inches of rain in 4 hours led to a sudden and dire situation in western New York. Overloaded creeks and streams caused flash flooding as high as 11 feet in some areas. Hundreds of panicked residents trapped in their homes or vehicles called 911.
And more than 7 million people are under some sort of flood alert, stretching over 900 miles from South Carolina to Vermont. The storm has also caused travel headaches at airports across the Northeast. Jeremy Durbin wasn't happy when his flight out of Newark was canceled.
We need help. They need to have a better fix than hand somebody a business card with a QR code.
Well, no one survived a plane crash in Brazil yesterday. CBS's Chris Van Cleve reports on the tragedy.
The airliner's final moments, dropping thousands of feet in just seconds, falling out of the sky over a residential neighborhood outside Sao Paulo, Brazil.
It was a stall. I think we can pretty much safely assume that.
Former NTSB chair Robert Sumwalt is also a retired 737 captain.
And you can see the airplane spiraling. That looks to me like a flat spin. What caused the speed to get so low to where the airplane would stall, that remains to be seen.
Now, the black box was recovered from the plane. Investigators are hoping to get some more information about what caused the deadly crash. As many as 100 people were killed today in an Israeli airstrike on a school being used as a shelter in Gaza. BBC correspondent Jenny Hill is in Tel Aviv.
This is being described as a horrific massacre by Gaza's civil defense agency, which is run by Hamas. They say that 3 Israeli rockets struck the school in the Daraj district of Gaza City this morning. They say that the school was being used as a shelter for displaced people, and there are suggestions that those people may have been at morning prayer when the attack happened.
Yet another blow to President Biden's student loan relief program. CBS's Linda Kenyon with details from Washington.
A federal appeals court has extended an order blocking the Biden administration from further implementing its latest loan forgiveness program. The injunction was requested by 7 Republican-led states that argued the Education Department exceeded its legal authority by enacting the so-called SAVE plan in the first place.
With only 2 days left for the Summer Olympic Games in Paris, the U.S. is all but a lock to close as a nation with the most medals. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let the tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks that the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, they'll fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The storm surge from Debbie left a lot of debris and trash near Suzanne Flemmett Smith's home in Safety Harbor, Florida. She was outside loading up a bag with litter that washed ashore, and she spotted a message in a bottle.
A glass bottle, and you could see the writing, the note and the scripture.
It was on U.S. Navy letterhead from a training camp in Little Creek, Virginia, dated March 4th, 1945. It was written in faded cursive.
Dear Lee, received your letter yesterday. Was glad to hear from you.
She says there were other things in the bottle as well.
There was sand. There was a bullet casing.
And now she's on a mission.
Hopefully we can find its home and bring it to its place.
And Navy Public Affairs Officer April Phillips is ready to help.
We're going to do some sleuthing and see what we can track down. And I can't wait for this journey to discover what we're going to learn.
Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today, highs in the mid-70s, mostly clear tonight, a low around 58. Sunny with a high in the upper 70s on Sunday. 61 Sunday night, partly sunny, 78 the high for Monday. For Tuesday, sunshine with highs near 80 degrees.
Right now, it's 55.
Yeah. National Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Chase away the rain. Oh, darling, I just gotta say, La, la.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I am as susceptible as the next person to discounts and sales. I love saving money. So I can get my wheels spinning pretty easy when I see that something I kinda want is 40 to 50% off. But here's a funny technique I'm gonna share with you to save even more in situations like that. And I hereby authorize you, as the CEO of your brain, to consider this amazing offer whenever you're looking at something on sale. I just think to myself, do I want to save 40% or do I want to save 100%? If you're clicking around online and you see something you weren't planning to buy and it's on sale, like, hey, look, that ShamWow is 40% off. This trick can come in handy. I find that asking myself, would I rather save 100% and not buy this, sometimes can be helpful for my bottom line. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Just 90 days before the 2024 election, the state of Georgia took actions which could impact the outcome, launching a controversial webpage to cancel voter registrations and allowing county election board members to potentially disrupt election certification. The Georgia Secretary of State's office launched its Voter Registration Cancellation Portal August 5th, allowing voters moving out of state to cancel their voter registration or to cancel the registration of someone else, such as a deceased family member. An immediate glitch, fixed within a short time, disclosed a voter's date of birth, driver's license number, and last four Social Security digits, the information used to cancel the registration. The bigger concern is that bad actors could use the portal to cancel registrations for partisan reasons, provided they had all or part of that information. Changes in Georgia law have already made it easier for activists to challenge a voter's eligibility at the polls. The Georgia State Election Board voted 3-2 August 6th to allow individual members of county election boards to conduct a reasonable inquiry of their own before certifying an election. Democracy groups say the rule's vague language allows partisans to throw the election process into chaos and litigation and could delay outcomes or disenfranchise voters. President Trump praised the decision at his Atlanta rally. We have local reporting and groups taking action at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
He changed the world for a good thing. He's fine.
looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alba, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM, 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
wasted on the oceans and upon high seas, fish full of mercury. Underground and in the sky, animals and birds who live nearby our lives. Oh, mercy, mercy, me. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more will you from me? Mercy, can't you stand?
So don't, 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 don't let J-N.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Come away, you're going. Leave the sinking ship behind.
WRJN.
Mama said there'll be days like this, there'll be days like this, Mama said.
Let me catch my breath.